Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello from the studio in Nitro, West Virginia. This is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt. This was the 32nd game of the season for WVU, and it was their last. And it was in Kansas City in the first round of the Big 12 tournament on streaming, 3 p.m. conference tournament game. And, you know, it was Quit City on Saturday. Today, there wasn't Quit, so that's a great way to go out. West Virginia was up 64-48 with a little under 12 minutes to play. They went up 16 after Kobe made a shot, strong take to the basket, stared down the Cincinnati guy, got a technical foul, and that was a momentum killer. And when you're not a good team and you have momentum, what you don't want to have is that momentum taken away. But also, you're not a good team. So it's a slight breeze can kill your momentum. Technical foul for sure can. And West Virginia, instead of getting one technical foul, they got three in under 5 minutes of play. And one you can't explain to me. And the one you can't explain to me, they stopped, went to a monitor, and confirmed on the monitor the one that I can't explain to you how it was a technical foul. All I got to say is Mr. Clean was on one today. In Cincinnati, and you know the drill, Cincinnati starts making a bunch of threes. Bearcats outscore the Mountaineers 42-21. After Kobe's snarl in the final 11 minutes, 46 seconds, and they come back and beat West Virginia 90-85. So don't want to get into a ton of the game, because when you only win nine games, breaking down the game, I don't know if that's anything that you want to revisit. And if deep down inside, and the players wanted to win, and the coaches want to win, and you're in a tournament, and the idea is to win and advance and play as long as possible, as a fan base, in the most respectful way, it's okay that they lost today. However fashion it looked. Would have been a bummer if they did the quitting thing in Kansas City. So I'm glad they didn't do that. But outside of that, any result, any pointing the finger on what exactly happened, it's a let's be done and move on situation, respectfully. And so I've done it in social media. I'll do it on this podcast. Thank you to Coach Eilert and the entire coaching staff. And the administrative, the guys, folks behind the scenes, everybody involved with the basketball program for this season, thank you. It was a wild chain of events to get you to the spot, and you did not add to the crazy. So it was very class act, and you could have had temper tantrums. You may have done that behind the scenes, front facing in a tough situation. The results are the results, but I can't point to anything and say this made it worse. So thank you. And to every player on the roster that hung out for the and stayed in when guys were leaving, some of the guys who were on this roster, they jumped into the portal and then went back in. I shouldn't say some guys. One, at least one did. And thank you. I just noticed that you quit that one time, and it was the last game of the regular season. And while it wasn't a good result, and it was who's available tonight situation for most of the year, and you were fighting things off the court, trying to get eligible, serving suspensions, injuries, not a ton of continuity. And just the fact that you stuck in after what happened in May and June and finished out the season, thank you. I know you want to win. I can't imagine you didn't throw the year. It just didn't work out. And so, but thank you. And this is not a bit. I'm not doing a thing here. I genuinely want to wish everyone involved with this season the best in their future endeavors. Not a bit. And I would expect an announcement from the university in the near future, wishing Coach Eilert the best in his future endeavors, thanking him for this season and for being the interim head coach. And they will, right after that, announce that they are working on hiring a not interim head coach. And the hot boards are out there. The names are out there. We'll do that more on this podcast. In the meantime, unless it's super quick, unless they announce really soon, I think we're going to have some time to try to guess and lay out resumes for guys that are being mentioned in this search. And it's going to be dependent on some of the names that I've seen are head coaches that are doing postseason things. And so they're not available to coach another team until their team is done. Technically, if they're in the NCAA tournament, they could win the whole thing. They're one out of 68 teams that have a chance to win it all if they win six in a row. But first things first, WVU finishes this season 9 wins, 23 losses. They didn't get the double-digit wins. They didn't win 2 games in a row. They didn't win outside of Morgantown. We've got to establish this and definitively say, what's the worst WVU team of the 2000s? What's the worst team of this century? And there's two options. It's the Hargett season, the 01-02 team, and this team. Which one was worse? We've got to square that away, and we're going to do the camis. It's going to be a rough. If you've listened to this podcast for any amount of time, I finish the season with the cami awards. And so when I'm about to try to figure out what's the worst team of this century, it doesn't make for a good camis. The show must go on, but we've got to square this away. And so I'm going to do this. I'm going to look at different categories, do head-to-head matchups in these categories, and whoever is the worst in the most categories is definitively the worst team of the 21st century for WVU basketball. So let's get into it. First category, most losses. That privilege belongs to this team. They lost 23 games this season. The least amount of wins, that goes to the Hargett year. They won 8 wins. They had 8 wins, and one of them was against a not Division I school. So they get that privilege. So we're tied 1-1. Worst loss by KenPom rating. That goes to this season. The Radford loss, Radford currently in KenPom, is 226th in the country. And that qualifies as the worst loss. So this season's up 2-1. Worst conference record. This season's team, they got 4 Big 12 wins. The 0-1-0-2 team, they went 1-15. So we're back to square. 2 and two. Number of players on any all-conference team. Chris Moss made a list for the 01-02 Big East Awards. And you think, all right, well, one guy, that's probably the worst. There's so many names on the 2023-2024 Big 12 Award sheet. Player of the Year, Newcomer of the Year, Rookie of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year, First Team, Second Team, Third Team, All Defense, All Newcomer, All Freshman, Honorable Mention. 70 names. There's 70 times a name is mentioned for this season's Big 12 End of the Year Awards, which are voted on by the coaches. And there are zero Mountaineers. Oh my gosh. Zilch. The coaches gave the clearest message of what they thought of the Mountaineers this season. Wow. And we know why this season was crazy. But to get zero Mountaineers on a list where 70 times they and yes, that's not 70 different guys. Names are mentioned more than once, but 70 opportunities to end up on that list and zero. So that is a rock bottom. It counts as 1 point in my head to head, but that is a rock bottom blow up in your face. Holy moly. That defines that. Because all we're going to have is the history books. And you're going to flip to the 23-24 season. It's like, there's no Mountaineers on the list. They were dead last, and they did not have any representation. Oklahoma State had a guy on honorable mention. Zero Mountaineers. I mean, it's unbelievable. You can't throw a bone to have what Jesse Edwards doesn't get something. Oh my gosh, it's crazy. Cuts deep. All right, so this season's ahead.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Next category, did you qualify for your conference tournament? Everybody for the Big 12 makes the Big 12 tournament, as it happened today. Two games streamed on ESPN Plus. So four teams have the privilege of trying to win five games in a row. Back in the 01-02 season, you had to qualify. They had an East and a West division. And if you were in last place in your division, you didn't make it to Madison Square Garden. And the Mountaineers, that team that went 1-15, they held the basement down for the West division. And them, along with the Hokies, did not make the trip. So I know that's not possible, kind of unfair, but It's in the ballpark with not getting a name on the list. If you don't even, you can't even try to convince yourself that there's a chance you're going to make the NCAA tournament. Like, I think people were being facetious on the internet today, but there was some, could this team win five in a row? Which is, the answer is no, but it's possible. It's not a 0.0% chance. The 0-1-0-2, the 0-1-0-2 team, once they finished their regular season, they were done. 0.0% chance that team could make the NCAA tournament. So we're back to even. We're 3-3. Shortest winning streak belongs to this season. The most they won in a row is one, and nobody says you've won one in a row. So this season's team back in front for the worst team in the 21st century. The team least hampered by missed games. I think that's important to determine who's the worst, because are you the worst if your guys aren't available? And West Virginia, they had a ton of that this season. The 0-1-0-2 team, according to the internet, the guys in the rotation only missed a combined 29 games. And I can get you 29 missed games if I just go Battle, Creesa, a Cook. That gets me close. And then that doesn't count the Edwards injury. It doesn't count Noah Farrakhan. So that 0-1-0-2 team, they're inherently worse because you can't point and say they dealt with injuries and stuff. And maybe they did. It was 20 plus years ago. I don't have a vivid memory of that season besides Jonathan Hargett was on that team. And I blame everything on him. But yeah, that gets them a point. So we're back again to even 4-4. Next category. Team with the least wins away from Morgantown. And that privilege, as discussed many times, it's this season's team. 0-9 wins, all in the Coliseum. Not a neutral win, they got to overtime in Manhattan, Kansas, and they got to overtime against a team that never loses in overtime. That's how this season went. This season's team is back in front. Next category, worst best win. So this season's team, and it'll just go down in history, they had 9 wins. One of them was against Kansas, who will be, you know, top 3 or 4 seed in the NCAA tournament. And the 0-1-0-2 team, they went on the road. They went to Knoxville and they beat the Tennessee Volunteers, who were ranked 54th. But that ain't a 3 or 4 seed in the NCAA tournament. And Tennessee didn't invent basketball. So we're back to even. Next category, lowest KenPom rating for any stat. So you go to KenPom.com, you go through each of the categories, how many teams are in Division I, where is a category where that team had the lowest ranking? And the 0-1-0-2 team, you could steal the ball from that team with frequency. Only one team in Division I basketball had a higher percentage of the opponent stealing the ball from them. I think it was Towson. And WVU was next to last. So another point for 0-1-0-2. Worst KenPom rating overall. The 0-1-0-2 team, they were 192nd. So that's not DePaul bad, but it's by far the lowest KenPom rating in the 21st century. And so now the 0-1-0-2 team is getting ahead. And this one's the defining one for me, besides not qualifying for your conference tournament. Longest losing streak, the 0-1-0-2 team lost 9 games in a row twice. When you play 28 games and you can say we lost, it's almost more impressive to lose 9 in a row twice than to go 0-28. It's just so, it's such a stink of like, yeah, we're in a losing streak. How many? 9. Oh, that stinks. Yeah, we already did this before. When? This season. You know? And so those are the categories. This season's team, they pulled their weight, but overall, coming through with the definitive, this is the worst team in the 21st century for WVU basketball. It was the 01-02 team. So congratulations. And when I'm a big history guy, I do look at the past. It doesn't guarantee what's going to happen in the future. But this season happened. You're comparing it to the 01-02 season. And you got to know that the 01-02 season has to happen to get us to Beeline, to get us to Huggins, to get to elevate the program. Like, it's the linchpin for success that has to transpire. Maybe Cadlett sticks around if he's successful for a few more years. Maybe he doesn't retire. That season has to happen for WVU to elevate. So we're here again. Just because you have the worst season in a long time, it doesn't necessarily translate. But the last time they had the worst season, John Beilein came to town. Two seasons later, you've got Gansey and an experienced group brought in by Beilein, and you're in overtime with the chance to go to the Final Four. So I'm holding on to that for the future. Whoever the new coach is, however it goes, history says this season happens, and then not that you can take a step up, but that you're not going to hang out in purgatory. You're not going to hang out in 9-23 land at West Virginia. That's not foolproof, but that's what I'm holding on to. That's all I can hold on to. Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Have you been on the Smoking Musket Discord? There's a link to the Discord in the show notes. You click on that, you enter the Smoking Musket Discord, and it's got channels, like TV. But these channels is where you type stuff in, and people who are in the Discord can read what you type in. And it can be about WVU basketball, WVU football, the other sports, sports outside of college, television, movies, degenerate gambling, just naming channels. All sorts of good stuff in the Smoking Musket Discord. It's definitely a cool place to interact with other WVU fans. Click on the link, check it out, go to smokingmusket.com, listen to West by Pod, do all the things under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Smoking Musket. The next game for WVU will be in November. They're done for this season. So I don't know who's going to be on the team. You don't either. Got to get a new head coach. That's going to happen. The Cammy Awards, it might not be next week, but it'll be in the next few weeks. And again, thank you to everybody involved with this season. Nobody wanted the result. But thank you to everybody involved. And let's try to figure out, I'm going to start researching and let's figure out what the backgrounds are for the guys that are possibly going to be the next guy. They're only going to hire one. And I do believe that this season, that's future success, that Ren Baker is going to make a good hire. This guy's got a basketball background, loves the sport, doing his due diligence, did great with the women's hire, has done great so far with every hire he's had, and I think he'll do the same here, and let's see what it looks like. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms, or just pick one: Apple Podcasts, Overcast Podcast, Spotify Podcast, Pocket Cast Podcast, YouTube. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt. WVU for the 2023-2024 season, they had 9 wins and they had 23 losses. Is that right? Yeah, that's right.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.